time to wake up. Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar.
The Jam Morning Show.
You had a story to tell me, or you want me to tell mine first?
You tell yours first. That's fine. What's your story?
I'm DJing this party for somebody, a birthday party this weekend.
Yeah.
It was over at a venue in Danforth. It's great.
Yeah.
Ton of people there. She was fantastic. She looked beautiful. You know, party ends somewhere around like 1-ish, 2-ish, somewhere around there.
Yeah.
And in this venue, there's another like floor where there's another event going on, another party upstairs. So I pack up and I'm just like, all right, cool. And I, you know, shake hands, kiss babies, whatever. She leaves and says, I got to go use the restroom real quick. So after I used the bathroom, I said, you know what? I don't feel like going home yet. Let me just go upstairs and see what this other party's like.
Yeah.
So I go upstairs to this other party, and it's packed full of people. It's pumping in there. I'm staying here. I'm going to get a drink.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting there sipping, and all of a sudden, a woman walks past me. I'm like, wait, I know that person. I'm like, where do I know this person from?
Mm.
I'm like, wait, that's Ayesha Curry. Steph Curry's wife.
Oh, wow.
Like, wait, what?
What is she doing in town?
I'm like, what is she? Well, they're very not busy right now because they're part of the playoffs.
What are they doing in town?
And then a minute later, I see Steph Curry walk by.
Oh, wow.
And I'm just like, where am I? I'm like, I don't even know where I am at this point.
That's pretty cool.
So I kind of just sit there for a little bit, and I realize I've barged in. I've kind of, you know, people do what do you call it, when they go to weddings and they wedding crash?
Yeah.
I've birthday party crashed someone's birthday.
You don't even know whose birthday
it
was.
I have no idea whose birthday it is. That's pretty funny. Someone's birthday, and these two happen to be there.
That's great.
So I would love to tell you more than that, but that's all I got.
I like it. Brush with fame.
That's all I got.
Brush with fame. In fact, that you recognized her first, and then he walked in. I would have recognized him first and then her.
Yeah. You know, well, right. You know.
I know she's pretty,
very visible. And, Torontonians as well. So, shout out.
Is she Torontonian?
Yeah.
I think she's from Markham or something.
Yes, yeah. From the area.
I didn't know that.
They're from the area.
I couldn't make that connection.
Steph Dad, coached out here. And,
oh, that's right. That's right. Oh, that's the Toronto connection. Well, this weekend I went to go see former Chum intern Eric McCormack.
Mm.
You know him from Will and Grace. He played Will.
Oh, okay.
He used to intern when he was a much younger man, before they got famous, to see A Little Night Music. It's a Stephen Sondheim musical, and it's had, Canadian royalty as far as Cynthia Dale and Fiona Reid in this play. But, man, it was so good. And it was just no staging, just people singing on stage. And it was so great. And it was Kerner Hall, which is near the ROM. It's now finished as of yesterday. But it made me think, and I said to Jim, this is so fun to go to musical theater again. I really do love it.
Mm.
Why do we all have to always fly down to New York? We don't do that, actually. But I'm going to take more of that in. And Kerner Hall is beautiful.
Kerner Hall, remind me where that is again?
That's near the ROM.
Okay.
Yeah.
Lawyer.
And it's, it's beautiful. So anyway, that's my story. I went and got a little bit of theater.
Nice, nice.
And you saw some basketball.
Yeah, like my understanding it was some OVO people's celebration. And I apologize for crashing your party. I didn't make too much of a scene at your...
Who's that guy?
Yeah,
that guy.
I tried to blend it as much as I could.
Oh, that's a great story.
Yeah.
All right.
So, good weekends.
Yeah.
Good stuff all around.
Now, back to the morning show.
Good morning.
With Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar.
The only way to wake up.
On Chum 104.5.
I've definitely noticed that there are more electric cars on the road now than ever. I mean, not a ton, but I'm always looking for, when a car pushes off after a light.
Yeah.
Listen for the engine noise to see if it's got any grit. And sometimes you don't hear anything and you're just like, oh, electric. It's kind of interesting.
Is a Genesis an electric car? Because I've seen a lot.
I think they do have an electric version of it.
Yeah. I've seen a lot of that. All right.
Yeah, but now you even see them in like pickup trucks or they'll make no noise whatsoever. And I'm just like, wow, electric pickup. Interesting.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, cars are changing. BMW is trying to push things forward a little bit with more innovation to their electronics. For example, you want to change lanes, you just hit the stick for your indicator, your blinker, right?
Yep.
On the new 5 Series, apparently there'll be an option where instead of hitting the indicator lights with your hand, you'll just use your eyes.
So I don't trust my eyes. So if I, like, if I'm looking in the rear view mirror and I'm looking at a car coming and I go, look.
Well, you look at your...
Is it going to make me go to the left lane?
Not exactly. You look in the rear view mirror and then, you know, then you look in your side view mirror.
Uh-huh.
And then the car will ask you if you actually want to change lanes. And there will be some kind of gesture, like an eye confirmation. Maybe it'll be a blink, or maybe I actually don't even know exactly what it's going to be.
Yeah.
The closest thing I could think would be a blink or some kind of gesture that the car will recognize that you actually want to change lanes. And then it will put on your indicator for you, your blinker.
And then you make the move to make the lane change.
Well, you can make the move, or the car can even make the move on its own and take over and lane and change lane.
I'm afraid of that.
Yeah?
Well, at least, I mean, if the car knows that other cars are, there's a Mack truck that knows to wait before that changes lanes.
Right.
But I'm going to tell you something. If the car, here's what bugs me about this voice-activated stuff. Like, I'm right in the middle of a great song that I love, and I go, turn left. And I go, shut up.
I know.
That was the great moment of the song.
I know.
And you interrupted it.
I turn off sound on Waze. I don't like the interruptions. I know what you mean.
Yeah.
I know,
so
because
this should be like,
for the same reason I turned it off.
Yeah, so this is life and death. You know, would you like to turn left? I would like to hear that, but probably not during some of my favorite songs. What do you think of all this? Do you trust yourself on that? Are you okay with
I've
that?
Been in cars, I've driven cars that have that lane departure kind of warning thing where if you come a little too close to the lines on the lane, it'll vibrate the steering wheel. Yeah, so, you know, a lot of this stuff gets time, you know, getting used to. And then once you get used to it, it, you know, becomes part of your routine.
Yeah, do you start talking to your car like I do? I go, I know I'm over the thing, but there's a parked car, so shut up.
I'll tell you what my car does. When I try to parallel park, maybe say on Queen or whatever, and another car comes flying down the road behind me, for some reason my car thinks that I'm going to hit that car, and then it will jam on the brake.
Oh, I've had that happen to me.
And all of a sudden the car goes, brake! I'm like, I wasn't doing anything. And I'm like,
You talk to the car, don't you?
Yeah, now I talk to the car.
All right. Well, anyway, this is, they're making really unbelievable headway when it comes to technology.
5 Series Beamer.
It's here.
October 2023.
Wow.
This year. Your eyes changing lanes for you. How about that?
Yeah, good. Don't hit your eyes out.
Yeah, right? Don't.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Don't sunglasses. Itch your eyes.
What about sunglasses? We haven't even talked about that.
Who knows?
Oh, boy. I woke up.
Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar.
Good morning.
The Chum Morning Show.
Good morning.
Take us anywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
Yeah, fans of Succession were very, very excited yesterday on social media, which... Listen, because I don't watch the show, I'm not in on all the chat about it. But I'll tell you this much. The Succession finale was so important that another show, Barry, that show was...
That was the finale of the finale.
Yeah, well, they had to push it back.
Did they?
Yeah, just to leave room for the Succession finale.
Oh, yeah, because that is a series finale.
Yeah.
Barry.
So the Succession finale was extended to 88 minutes. 88 minutes long, rather than its regular time. So in order to accommodate for that, Barry had to go back a half an hour.
Okay.
Like, can you imagine?
Back off, Barry.
Yeah, like, chill. There's something else going on here.
Both those shows on Crave, by the way, and so is the Donna Summer documentary on HBO Crave, which I watched yesterday.
Oh, was it good?
Yes.
Really?
And I have to say, I didn't, you know, I'll just say this. We always think that these people that have great fame have a somewhat easy life. Not Donna Summer. Not Donna Summer in so many different ways. And one of the things that she did mention, I'm not giving anything away, the height of her fame and her success was not the best time of her life. And you'll find out why. So if you love it, you know, if you love disco music and you love where she came from, it's a really great story. Coming from nothing, going to Europe, and then becoming a star. And I just wanted to say, too, The White Lotus might become a series reality TV show.
That's a great premise.
The light, do you think?
So basically, they put a bunch of people in a hotel resort.
Well, here's what they say here. The White Lotus could adopt a reality-style all-star approach in the future season by bringing back a wide array of past characters from previous years. And it would be like an all-star season, and then they would put fresh mystery people that you don't expect in it. You know, and then I thought to myself, oh, that's not how I thought this was going to go. But yes, they should do a reality.
So the one you're talking about there, is that a scripted thing or is that something that's just kind of?
I think it's scripted.
Scripted, okay. Yeah. That's interesting.
I think the tone is we might go that direction as far as reality.
I like that idea a lot.
Yeah, I do too.
Minus the murders.
Minus
anybody dying. Well,
yeah, that's right. They'd have to get rid of that.
That's when everyone lives.
That's when you vote them off, right? It's kind of vote them off.
Right.
It's Survivor in a hotel. At least you get room service and don't have to eat bugs.
Right.
Well, Fast and the Furious 10 has still been killing it at the box office. I mean, not more than The Little Mermaid that came out this weekend. Yeah. But for Fast 10, Paul Walker's daughter actually makes a little cameo. And she posted it to Instagram and she was just talking about, you know, she was 1 year old when the first one came out. And she grew up watching all of these guys on set. And now the news this weekend is that Paul Walker's brother, Cody, he named his newborn son after Paul Walker.
Wow.
So it's kind of nice that all of this is happening at the same time. So Paul Walker is actually the fourth, and then he wanted to keep the generation going.
Wow.
So his brother did that for him.
Very, very special. That's so special.
Brothers look very similar, by the way.
Oh, they do. I saw him with Ludacris on the Walk of Fame.
Yeah.
And I was just like, oh. That's okay.
Yeah.
You guys look very much alike.
Paul Walker, what a terrible thing that happened to him.
Yeah, wildest story ever.
Ever. And keeping his memory alive. That's good.
Do it.
Yeah. What's trending in Toronto with Azalea Hart?
Let me know.
Well, beaches are officially opening for the season on Saturday. I definitely saw a lot of people posting on their Instagram stories this weekend from beaches, but I mean, it was the perfect weather, so you just had to be out there. But the only thing is that they haven't been maintained and they're not supervised right now. But as of Saturday, lifeguards and other maintenance people, they're going to be out there 7 days a week from 10:30 a.m. until 7 p.m. And if you do want to swim, you got to check out toronto.ca to make sure you know the beaches that you're heading to and if they have a blue flag. So the blue flags are those beaches that meet high standards for water quality, environmental management, environmental education, and safety. I looked it up, so I took the work out of it for you. And right now, they do not recommend swimming in any of the beaches. So I'm sure they're going to update that sometime later on this week when they get out there and do those tests. But as of right now, just stick to the sand.
Got it.
This weekend is also the Kite Festival happening in Brampton, June 3rd and 4th, so both Saturday and Sunday. This is happening at Brampton Fairgrounds. They're going to have professional kite flyers, so you can watch the choreographed kite performances, or you could just go and have fun and fly your own kite. Again, that's Brampton Kite Festival. And a reminder that the DVP and Gardiner are shutting down for the second annual Matt to Me Homes Bike for Brain Health. Mm-hmm. So that means the highways are going to be completely car-free, and there's going to be thousands of cyclists riding on the highways to raise money for research. Everyone's welcome if you are interested in going for a bike ride this weekend, even if it's just a leisurely one. You don't have to go and race or join the 75K timed route going on. Yeah. If you do want to join that one, you could join at 6 a.m. in the morning, obviously a.m. That's for the endurance ride, and everything else you can go on after 8 a.m. But the DVP and Gardiner are closed from 2 a.m. until 4 p.m.
What's that big race for bike race over in Europe? What's that thing called?
The Tour de France, maybe? Or?
That thing.
Yeah, okay.
What I like to stay off the road after the Tour de France on the Toronto streets because people who watch it think they are in the Tour de France. Am I right, Simone? Producer Simone, it's like, okay, you guys are thinking that you are in this race like the Monday after, right? Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. That's when I would stay off the roads.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm definitely not going anywhere near the DVPR Gardener this weekend. But unless I grab a bike and then I join everybody.
Well, there you go.
You could do the 25-kilometer, 50-kilometer, 75-kilometer. So you don't have to do the endurance one.
I like it.
I like it, too. Maybe a little 25-kilometer. That's what's trending.
Took a lot off the top over there.
Yeah, all of a sudden you went
start
high
small.
And went low.
Wake up, Toronto. It's Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar.
Wake up.
On Chum.
When trying to find a partner, I mean, no one's perfect, but you know, you might have a perfect set of attributes, in your opinion, that would make someone perfect for you.
Mm-hmm.
Kim Kardashian is going through that process right now, which I think we all should go through. You know, really detail the things that matter to you the most. Mm-hmm. And even if you're in a relationship, you know, going over that again and, you know, maybe even reiterating that to your partner, you know, these are things that I really value, could be really,
helpful.
I don't know.
Helpful.
Helpful for the relationship.
Yeah, because yeah. sometimes it goes off track.
Right. And so a lot of times when we're out looking for partners or looking for a couple or someone to couple up with, we are not exactly very clear on what we want. And I think that's a pitfall because then you'd settle for anything. Mm. Kim Kardashian is going through that process right now. She's trying to really detail the things that matter most to her in a partner, life after Kanye, as we do know. Take a listen.
Well, what are yours first?
You know what? Someone who's reasonable. Yeah. Reasonable. You know, you ever get into an argument with somebody and you're trying to detail your truth, your point in the most layman's plain way and the person just doesn't either get it or doesn't want to get it. That's the kicker right there. When someone really doesn't want to understand where you are, I think being reasonable is a really huge attribute for a conflict resolution.
Yeah, so. I think for me, I think a lot of it had to do culturally.
Mm-hmm.
So on my list, I would have to say, like, you have to understand how carnival works, or you have to understand just like smaller things about the culture that may look kind of funny to some people. So that's on mine.
That's a big one. You know,
you found everything on your list, Merlin.
I have nothing on the list. The list was met.
Well, what did he mean?
Well, I'll tell you what. In 2016, Roger said, well, Marilyn's 2016, so what are you looking for in a partner?
Mm-hmm.
It was in January. I said, I'm looking for a person who understands that I have a career, mm-hmm. that I get up so at 3 o'clock in the morning, and he has to understand my love of the Pittsburgh Steelers. If you get that, that's fantastic. Well, he does get that.
Okay. And so does he inject any Seattle digs at
you? Oh, occasionally. But you know what? I let him have it.
Okay.
I mean, I let him have it.
There's some teams that don't have any crossover for you,
yeah,
I think.
No,
I mean,
yeah.
You could like, wait, what team in Seattle would you have to embrace? The Sounders. You could do that.
Oh, yeah,
the,
yeah.
The,
no, it's
the
all
MLS
good.
Team.
It's all good. It's just like, this is what I like, and I'm not going to, women are notoriously trying to adopt what men like, and we don't really say what we like and what we would like to do, and so it's really important to do that. And I feel that you should have an outline pretty much of what you want. When you're younger, Jamar, you're kind of trying to figure out who you are, but as you get older, like Kim Kardashian, she's been through a lot, and she now and has children involved, and because she has children involved, there are certain requirements.
Yeah, this is what Kim says. These are the details of her perfect person.
Yeah.
Spontaneous, fun, my friends and family love him, someone that can be a role model for my kids, especially that my boys can look up to. No heavy baggage, I have enough.
No heavy baggage. That's a funny one.
Well, you know, as you get older and you have kids, there's always baggage.
I mean, her last relationship, he has the heaviest of baggage at this point.
Baggage you can deal with.
That baggage you can deal with, yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
And also somebody who people have their past biases about past relationships.
Yeah.
They don't put that on your present relationship.
Yeah, don't do
that.
I don't want to hear about your ex. It doesn't really matter to me.
It's a fresh start.
Because you're here now.
Yeah, here and now.
Yeah, right.
Let's talk about the future.
Is that the
today?
Same list, guys, that she had about, then she talked about the physicality of people? Do we have that too? Simone, do we have what? I can tell you what that is. This was a good one. Go ahead.
Number 2, fight for me. Number 3, good hygiene. I mean, that's like a given. I think I should even take that off. Number 4, calm. 5, no mom or dad issues. 6, patient. 7, supportive. Genuinely happy for me. Successful. Good teeth. Teeth are like one of my biggest turn-ons. The straighter, the hornier I'll get. Just kidding. But not kidding.
But she's not kidding.
Fun. My friends and...
So she's not kidding about the teeth. Well, what do you guys think about the teeth?
Checking my teeth right now.
No, yeah. I mean, I agree, to be honest.
Yeah.
I
think
when you have good teeth, you also want somebody with good teeth.
Because you're going to be kissing that mouth.
Right.
Right.
And you look at somebody's mouth when they're speaking to you. So.
Yeah. So what is the question you're asking everyone? What's on your list?
What are the qualities?
Yeah.
What are the qualities? What's on your list for the perfect, for the attributes that make up your perfect match? Text 104536. Kim has spoken. It's funny. All of those things seem completely opposite of Kanye.
Yeah.
It's very funny how that went down.
Marilyn Dennis and and Jamar. When you wake up.
Mornings on Chum 104.5.
So Kim Kardashian, in the latest of the Kardashians, let it be known the thing she's looking for in a partner this next time around. Take a listen to what she had to say.
Number one, protect me. Number two, fight for me. Number three, good hygiene. I mean, that's like a given. I think I should even take that off. Number four, calm. Five, no mom or dad issues. Six, patient. Seven, supportive. Genuinely happy for me. Successful. Good teeth. Teeth are like one of my biggest turn-ons. The straighter, the hornier I'll get.
Wow, check that out. I mean, she shouldn't have a problem finding someone with good teeth. Everyone in Hollywood has veneers. Pretty much all of them. I'm looking at some pictures right now. I just Googled celebs with great teeth.
Yeah.
And the reason why so many people in Hollywood have great teeth is because they've all had them done. Everyone from Jim Carrey, 50 Cent, Cardi B, Miley Cyrus, mm-hmm. Niall, who is just here, Celine Dion, Morgan Freeman, they've all gotten veneers.
And I heard, maybe I can't qualify this statement, but she said at some point, if I met somebody who I really liked who didn't have good teeth, I would get them veneers.
Look at right. The old Tom Cruise.
She was laughing about it. Oh, man.
You see what I'm saying?
Like, what happened to his teeth?
Well, he got a little cash.
I'm coming over. Yeah, she did say, you know, if they don't have good teeth, I wouldn't mind paying for those
That's
veneers.
Exactly.
Yeah, you know.
So. Well, you know, I think these are all good qualities to find in a person, but good luck for finding all those.
Some people on our list are saying, as long as he has his own teeth, they're good. We've been texting that one.
All right.
We have some more,
Unless you're a retired hockey player, that happens. Okay, go.
Right. We have some, nicer ones, like honest eyes, trust, loyal, empathetic. Somebody said choose with mouth closed. So the bar is on the ground.
Well, right Yeah. I mean, that
gentleman
is...
Gentleman qualities.
Okay, gentleman qualities.
Holding a door open, being romantic, honest and trusting, faithful.
Some of those qualities kind of permeate throughout your personality. Like, if you hold the door open for people, you're probably hopefully genuinely a kind person, thoughtful person, right?
Yeah, you're thinking about somebody else.
Right.
Which is nice, and that shows just in those actions do speak louder than words.
Yeah, there you go.
Especially when you're dating somebody. Yeah,
right. Confident, secure but not arrogant, communicator, supportive, reasonable, likes sports, likes the outdoors, doing outdoor stuff, especially on the water. Must be a Steeler fan. Passionate. Have my back.
Yeah.
Clean, fun, no kids.
Well, you've just eliminated half the real world. But okay. but if that's what you want, then that's what you want. And you know, sometimes you go, well, I don't really like that, but I will take that in. And you do, whatever, but don't complain about it years from now.
Right.
Because that's just what you accepted, so... It's hard out. It's difficult out there.
It is difficult, but everyone should have an idea of what they kind of want, because too many times we find ourselves in relationships where we're like, what was I even doing with this person?
Yeah. You know, like I was watching The Secret many, many years ago on DVD. That's how many years ago it was. And I realized that what they were basically saying is, say what you want. Don't say what you don't want.
Yeah.
Say what you want. Put it out in the universe, and you might be surprised. You might get it. I did.
Help you get an awareness, right? There you go.
Yeah.
Say what you want.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And he has good teeth.
Good stuff. All right. Check all the boxes. Now go get them.
Wake me up. It's Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar. Chum 104.5. Get up.
After the death of the legend Tina Turner, a lot of people have been doing deep dives into her catalog and making some discoveries. And one went viral this weekend. It was not known to many that this song from Ace of Base was actually a Tina Turner cover. Take a listen. Don't turn around. Tina's version.
And that's very 80s anthemic. just rock.
Oh yeah, that's yeah. Like, that's
no.
Power ballad, hair band. Yeah. Like, that's big.
Not like, hey, don't turn around. We're just having a good time here.
I know.
That's
I know.
Funny. Right.
Very good description because yeah. the '90s is all about like finding that bop
thanks.
And being in the club.
Yeah, right, right, right.
And the '80s was like,
thanks.
Don't you hear my voice? Yes, yeah, it was right. very different, very yeah. different swag. So we decided to give you a bunch of songs that you probably didn't know were covers.
Yeah.
Let's start with this song that was covered by Cyndi Lauper back in the day. Take a listen.
Girls just wanna have fun. These girls just wanna have fun.
Yeah. Cyndi Lauper, of course.
This guy was Robert Hazard, 1979. Cyndi Lauper, 83. Mm. It's like new wave to I just want to have fun. Hi, everybody.
Cindy's is better.
Oh my gosh, by a long shot. You got it.
Yeah. Remember the Pussycat Dolls?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, the Pussycat Dolls, that group that was kind of pieced together of these.
Only one of them sang.
Yeah, Nicole Scherzinger.
Yeah.
That big hit from the Pussycat Dolls, Don't Ya, apparently was done before they did it.
Don't you wish your girlfriend was hot like me? Don't you wish your girlfriend was a freak like me?
That's Tori Alamaze in 04, and a year later, PCD did it. Sounds pretty similar.
Don't you wish your girlfriend was hot like me? Don't you wish your girlfriend was a freak like me?
Yeah, they stayed pretty close to the source material on that one. Didn't really change much.
No, no kidding.
Otis Redding mm-hmm. did a song that is more well known for Aretha Franklin. Take a listen.
What you want, one of you got it. And what you need, babe, you got it. While I'm acting, woman, you think when I go home.
1965, Otis Redding.
Yeah, and then, of course, Aretha. Aretha.
What you want.
Say that.
90, yes, she did. 1967 with Aretha, and boy, she put a lot of soul in it. But I do love Otis Redding's version of it, too. Anyway, yeah, that's good. How about for the next one?
J-Lo.
I didn't know this was a remake.
Yeah, originally in the 97, this song was done by Party. Take a listen. Third Party. Yeah, Third Party, and then 2 years ago, 2 years later, J-Lo decided to do her spin on it.
Similar.
Yeah, similar. She stayed pretty
and
close.
You know, and when you hear her voice and Third Party doing it, I can see why she was drawn to it, because it's in her kind of...
In her range,
in
yeah.
In her range, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, this next one's really interesting.
Yeah, this is a song from a Danish singer named Liss Sorensen in 93. You may not understand a word of the song, but you know exactly who covered it when you hear it. Take a listen. Mm-hmm.
Oh, you know that. Okay,
4 years later, 4 years later, Natty Imbruglia said, I got this.
Nothing's fine, I'm torn.
It's a staple on our radio station.
I love that song.
You know what? I have to tell you, it is the best song. And it really has, really, it's ageless.
Oh, yeah. Great. It's a great song.
Great song. Yeah. All right.
It used to come on like right after Gin and Juice with Snoop Dogg and then Natty. Palate Cleanse. I don't know. That was the
time. It came after 38 Special on this station. And then Bruce Hornsby in the Range back in
the day.
That's
funny.
All right.
There it is. Things get redone and redone.
Do it.
Yeah. What's trending in Toronto with Azalea Hart?
Let me know, let me know.
So Succession had its series finale last night. And I had so many people on my Twitter page just kind of doing a live tweet session with a million other people because everybody was watching it. And I only got through maybe the first 5 or 6 episodes of season 1. But now I'm reconsidering and I'm like, okay, maybe I do need to watch because people are saying that this is the most amazing show they've ever seen, that this finale kind of did it for them. But I have tried watching it several times and I just can't.
I don't know. Jamar, can you get through? I can't.
What do we do?
I think with shows like Succession is you got to get through enough to where you start having a feeling about the storyline with each of the characters. Like if you can't get past the character development part of then like, you know, because, you know, for me, there's no plane crash, there's no blood and gore, there's no action. It's like, you know, so it's like you're not watching it for the event. You're watching it for the story to unfold.
Okay, yes. So my friend said she's watching it, but she's late in the game. I only watched two episodes. I wasn't really turned on by it. But anyway, she said the one of the reasons why she waited so long is she got a lot of angst from it because she's in the media and she got all, you know, uncomfortable with all that stuff. And so she felt that way the same way about The Morning Show with Jennifer Aniston and Reese Witherspoon.
Right.
She went back to it. But I think what we need to do, Azalea, is you're further ahead than I am. I'm going to wait till winter and start it again.
I think I'll do the same thing. It'll be easier to watch in the winter when you know there's nothing else going on.
Right. Yeah, you got to just know the type of viewer you are, you know?
Right.
If you're that type of person, yeah, sure.
Okay,
but for me, you got me from the word zombie. Like, I'm in. You
know? Right. The other thing is, no zombies
the
here.
Other thing is somebody, it was like Stephen Colbert said, well, Yellowstone is really the outdoor Succession. Mm-hmm. And I thought, thank you for saying
that. It's like farm Succession,
it's
Western
ranch,
Succession.
Ranch. Okay. Cattle ranch. And I thought to myself, you know what? It is family stuff and it's about succession. So I got to go back indoors. I'll do that in the winter.
Well, this tweet here says that Succession Season 4 perfectly closes out one of the best shows ever made. And that's not just one person's review. This is...
I have FOMO now.
A lot of people's reviews. And, like, Kieran Culkin is trending because they're saying that he needs to win all the awards. Okay. I don't know what he did that was so special in the show, but people are loving him. But
if
you
haven't seen the finale, don't look at Twitter.
Oh, no, don't look at Twitter.
Don't look
because
at Twitter.
Yeah. I'm getting all sorts of spoilers here, but I have no idea what's going on, so it doesn't really affect me.
Okay.
On to some world tours. Celine Dion officially canceled her world tour, and she said it's just becoming too much for her right now. Spice Girls, today's Mel B's birthday, and she did an interview last week talking about potentially having a full-on Spice Girls reunion with all five girls, even Victoria Beckham, a.k.a. Posh Spice. The last time that they were together on stage was a 2012 London Olympics closing ceremony. But whatever it is that they're working on, we don't know if it's actually a world tour. She said that whatever it is, she can't tell us because they're still working on finishing and perfecting whatever it's going to be. But we do know that it's going to be all five of them, and they're planning on releasing a statement soon. So that's all we know about that. Wow. Spice Girls reunion. They're working on it. They have a WhatsApp group going with the five of them, I guess. And maybe their manager, but we'll figure it out. But fingers crossed something happens soon and it's a reunion world tour. That's what's trending.
That's a very fun chat with those girls.
Wouldn't that be?
You could be a name in that WhatsApp, the things you would learn.
Wake up, Toronto. Let's keep it moving.
Good morning.
Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar on Chum.
You see Sydney Sweeney recently?
Yes, I have. Boy, she's really doing well these days. Especially the red carpet.
Yeah, she was on the carpet at the Cannes Film Festival.
Uh-huh.
And most of you will know her from White Lotus or maybe even from Euphoria.
Mm-hmm.
But now the talk about Sydney is the trend that apparently she has kind of influenced people with. The visible bra trend where you can actually see the bra.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of peeks out from the shirt a little bit, but this is not new.
No,
this was done before, right?
Well, it's an interesting thing because when camisoles were really in about, I don't know, 20, 10, 11, 12, just the camisoles, thank you, Tina Turner, for bringing that forward in the 90s. But anyway, what you do is you wear a camisole, but if you felt that you didn't have enough support, you'd wear a bra. You could see it with the camisole. But this
I'm going to Google camisole while you talk.
Okay, camisole is it's lingerie. With a little lace.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? So there's lace, it's a top instead of a nightie. So this is
what would me and my guys call this? Be like, yo, did you see that thing she was wearing?
Yeah.
That thing she was wearing.
I always remember in the movie Selena, and she's like, it's a bustier. And the dad was like, it's a bustier la caca.
underneath these tops that are very revealing, it's a bra. You can see the bra strap, but it's kind of sheer. Am I right?
So it could be a little bit lace. It could be a little bit satiny.
Yeah.
But
the girls up.
Right. But a lot of women from at the red carpet in Cannes, they're wearing it under these gowns.
Yes.
But it's a peek through. So it's just like the style of the dress.
Yeah.
So the dress is made so you could see the bra.
Yeah. So the dress looks like it's actually sitting pretty low.
Uh-huh.
And then the triangles from the top of the bralette are showing.
Okay.
So it looks like the bra, or even if it's a strapless, it looks like there's a lot of women that are doing the kind of sweetheart cut necks with their bras sticking out of the dresses.
I'm speaking
a different language to you, Jamar.
The sweetheart thing, I was like, all right, maybe this is shaped like a heart? Is that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's right.
Uh-huh.
But she, like, sweetheart. Lindsay, everyone's doing it. Like, Scarlett Johansson. All of a sudden, all these women are taking on this trend. So it's a trend, everyone.
Okay. Yeah. So when will we get the photos of the ladies on trend?
You know what? I feel like for this.
I'm not going to repeat.
Okay. Okay.
If you've done it before, you don't need to repeat.
Point taken.
I don't really love it sticking out of the shirt, but I like if you're wearing a sheer top over top of the bra.
Do you guys remember when the whale tail was the thing? You remember that thing?
Whale tail? Oh, yes, I remember. Sorry. Yeah, the whale tail.
Do you remember whale tail, Marilyn?
No.
Whale tail was when girls would have the panty kind of coming up above the above the jeans.
You know what? Those are actually coming back.
Yeah. Oh, really?
They're creating jeans that look like it, though.
All right.
Oh, instead of your hanky-panky underwear.
Yes.
I gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Hanky-panky.
It's a brand name.
It's a brand name?
You've probably seen it.
I've never heard it.
You probably experienced it, but you didn't know it's called hanky-panky.
Hanky-panky, all right.
Canadian company. Let's hear it for Canada.
Nice.
When you wake up.
Wake up, Toronto.
Wake up, baby.
It's Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar.
I wake up early every morning.
I wonder what Christina Hicken is doing right now.
Probably getting dressed.
Or just saying, I'm not doing anything today.
Maybe
my house in Markham. Just going to hang out.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
We make these calls so early.
Yeah.
I wonder how many people aren't even in fully clothed yet when we make these phone calls.
We called Cash Code person Christina Hicken, who won $25,000 from us.
Yeah.
Just moments ago. If you missed it. That's what happened. I don't know. What would you do? What would you do with that money?
With $25,000?
Yeah, what would you do?
I'm taking the biggest, most ridiculous vacation ever.
I bet you it would be...
I'm going someplace that it takes almost a full day to fly there, and I'm staying in the best accommodations.
And you're going to go in the ocean?
I'm going to go in the water.
Yeah.
Yep. And I'm going to do the most ridiculous things and have the most ridiculous pictures. That is just a weekend of ridiculousness. That's what I do with $25,000. Speaking of ridiculous, not too far from here, just down in Georgia, people are being told by Georgia's Department of Driver Services to keep things classy. Why? Because they're getting too many photos of people without their clothes on.
What's happening?
Okay, so...
No clothing budgets? What's going on?
You know when you go to like the DMV or you go to Surface Ontario or whatever to get your license picture taken? They've got a new service in Georgia where you actually don't need to go into the office to have your picture taken. You can do your license picture from home.
Oh, that's good.
Apparently, a couple of the pictures that were uploaded were people without clothing. People just, you know what this reminds me of? Remember when everyone was on Zoom?
Yeah.
And, well, they still are, but when we started getting on Zoom, and some people thought, hey, no one's going to see me from the waist down, or no one's going to see me from the neck down.
Including news reporters.
Right.
Yeah.
They said, I don't have to put the clothes on for this one. I think a lot of people are doing the same thing with their pictures. They're like, the camera will just get my face.
Yeah.
But they're forgetting they're taking the long way, you know, the phone long ways and the lens goes down a bit.
They're not wearing the appropriate, as they say, the appropriate amount of clothing. Now, the requirement is a white background so they have a clear picture of you. But then
right.
they thought, well, you know, I'll just be as I am as I came in, onto this planet, into this world.
Yes, birthday yeah. suit for yeah. that picture you have to take on your birthday for your license. So the reminder is keep it classy. Please take pictures with your clothes on when submitting them for your digital driver's license and IDs, says the state of Georgia.
Okay, Georgia. You know, you could have put Florida on that, too.
Could have.
That's migrating to Georgia.
They've been seeing too many Georgia peaches in those license
that's
photos.
Right.
So.
Do it.
What's trending in Toronto with Azalea Hart?
Let me know.
If you love free things as much as I do, tomorrow is Free Bagel Day. You could stop by any Whatabagel location and get free bagels, six of them, only six per customer, and it's only walk-in. But I guarantee there's going to be lineups around the block because, you know, Toronto loves a good lineup.
What's the occasion? Why the free bagels?
I don't know if tomorrow is just like bagel that's day, like the day. Official...
Well, we can make bagel. That official.
It's a Whatabagel right up there.
Yeah.
Right on the corner.
Right
there.
On the corner?
Shh. Oh, I mean, keep that on the low.
I'm not saying which corner.
I did a game changer.
I'm just saying right there.
I did a game changer for you. What was that, babe?
Yes.
Cream cheese.
A tomato slice.
Oh, yeah.
So that is what I do. I mean, every day is bagel day for me, I feel like. Starting on Thursday, June 1st, the Toronto Arab Film Festival kicks off with movies by Arab filmmakers across the world for both Arab and non-Arab audiences. So if you want to check any of these screenings out, you can visit arabfilm.ca. This goes until June 11th. The Toronto Jewish Film Festival is also running at the same time. They're doing indoor and outdoor screenings. You can check out more from them at tjff.com. If you want to help paint the town yellow this week, June 2nd, Rugby in the Square is happening at Nathan Phillips Square. So the significance of the color yellow is because it's the official worldwide color of inclusion. And they're promoting rugby as a leader in sports when it comes to equality, diversity, inclusion, and accessibility. But so it's free to attend. There's going to be a series of matches taking place throughout the entire day, live event, and there's going to be a championship round followed by a team after party.
Okay.
So wear your yellow to that. And there's also a ton of Pride events happening to kick off Pride Month. Tonight, there's an event at the Drake Hotel called the Queer Cocktail Night. They actually added a disclaimer to their tickets. I just checked it out. And it says that they're going the extra mile to ensure a safe space for lesbian, trans, queer, and non-binary identified persons. So this active approach that they're doing is they're requesting that all cis men who are planning on attending or would like to, please come accompanied by their lesbian, trans, queer, or non-binary identified friends. So they're not policing allies, they said, but they just, this is an event for them, by them, and they just want to ensure that everyone has a great time, fun, without any worries, no homophobia, transphobia, racism, sexism, ageism, or ableism. Thursday, the Progress Pride Flag Raising Ceremony will be happening at City Hall at 12:30 p.m. And the Rec Room has House of Drag on Friday from 7:30 to 9:30. Queen Elizabeth Theater has Royal Tea on Friday from 7 to 11, all celebrating the kickoff to Pride Month. That's what's trending.
Marilyn Dennis and Jamar.
Come on.
In the morning.
My station.
Chum 104.5.
It's Brittany. I say, hey, I wonder what Brittany's up to, and I open my Instagram to see what she's posted. I was like, oh, that.
Yeah.
Okay. Leave that over there.
Yes, you must.
But the music is still hitting.
Mm-hmm.
It's 8:50. It's a beautiful day. What a great weekend this weekend, man, guys. So let me get your prediction. Are we here now, or
we're here?
We're gonna have another.
We've arrived.
Cold event, or we?
Yeah.
We've arrived.
Yeah, we're here.
All right, great. That sounds good to me, because I got to put these coats away and all these things.
Yeah, that's true. I put my boots away, but yeah, the coats. I got a couple warm coats. It's a good idea. That's something to do this week. Lighten up the load.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Right. And we definitely lightened up our load a little bit today. Gave away $25,000.
Yes. Cash code winner, Christina Hicken. She's from Markham, and she's got money.
Yep.
She's put everybody on hold right now. She's going to just decide what she's going to do.
It's a very good day for
Christina. What she's going to do. It's such a great day. So congratulations once again.
And shout out to everyone that played cash codes with us for the last couple weeks. Thank you so much. And shout out to all the winners. Hopefully you enjoyed your take. And now on to the next one. So thank you so much for hanging.
Marilyn Dennis and Jamar. Podcast. Chum 104.5.
104.5 podcast.